Have you ever paid someone to host a website for you? Maybe you've hired a company to write customized software to crunch data for your business. Or maybe you back up your iPad's data on the cloud. Chances are you did not pay state taxes on those services. But, as WBUR's Fred Bever reports, that could change under a little notice provision in Governor Patrick's proposal to raise nearly $2 billion in new state revenue.
Raise the income tax, lower the sales tax, add 15 cents tax on a gallon of gas. All of these have been part of the public discussion about the governor's ambitious plan to finance new spending on transportation and education. But what's this $265 million line item in the governor's budget? Some sort of expansion of the sales tax on canned software?
I think the best way to say it is we need our tax code to catch up with the way that technology is affecting everyone in their daily lives.
That's David Sullivan. He's legal counsel for administration and finance right down the hall from the governor's state house office. It's the parent of many state agencies, including the tax collecting Department of Revenue.
Our tax agency is no different from the rest of the world. We're not living in the 19th century anymore. We're dealing with modern products that have modern needs, and we have to accommodate to those needs.
That is, tax them at 4.5%, the reduced sales tax rate that Governor Patrick has proposed. So, a yoga studio's custom website, the governor's budget would tax that. Backing up data on the cloud, taxed, but not ebooks or music. By far, the largest portion of the new tax would be collected from specialized business software services. It is a fast-growing part of the state and national economies. The corporate headquarters of Intelligent Integration Systems, Inc. in Boston's financial district is an unassuming place, a few offices in a shared suite, desks strewn with computers and notebooks. But CEO Paul Davis, who started the company here 7 years ago, says its revenues have steadily grown to more than $10 million a year.
We're a developer of software that works with data warehouse platforms that process really large quantities of data.
Davis was surprised, shocked even, when he first heard of the governor's plan, which could add the sales tax to custom versions of the company's software.
It's untenable.
Davis says that when added into the governor's plan to raise the income tax, the expanded sales tax starts to look punitive. Plus, he says, the proposed language is ambiguous and would create a mountain of confusion for software companies and software users.
Government schemes that are kind of inherently that hard to assess, it's just an invitation to, you know, interference and inefficiency, and I think a signal that it has to be rethought. There has to be a more efficient way. Even if they, God help us, raise rates higher or whatever, this kind of approach I don't think is going to work for any party.
The Department of Revenue has not estimated just how many businesses or individuals would be affected by the new tax, just that it could raise more than $250 million a year. But it's clear that some big companies, IT in particular, would have to contend with it. And that could induce businesses that make or buy custom software to move those operations, says Jim Clocky of the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce.
Computer services is among the most portable of industries. It's also among the most important and well-paid of industries. So we want to keep it here. We want to see it grow here. And we have to be very careful with regard to the tax burden that we'll place on that industry.
But at least 14 other states have enacted taxes similar to this one. And for at least a year, the Massachusetts Department of Revenue has been fielding business requests for clarification about what software services they need to pay or collect taxes on. But Governor Patrick says the new tax would end that case-by-case approach.
Well, it's something that technically needs to be done, and as we do it, we pick up some of the cost of funding our needs.
In other years, a $265 million tax expansion might be a flashpoint on Beacon Hill, but it is just an eighth of the almost $2 billion in new revenue that the governor's asking for, and it is overshadowed by other tax changes he's proposed. Governor Patrick declined to say whether, as he said of other parts of his plan, he'd be willing to negotiate the new software tax. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever at the State House.